Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 28 of the Slovenians in Winnipeg podcast. My name is Mark Labar with you once again this month. We got a fantastic show lined up for you. It is going to be our Christmas show. So on top of our regular sort of assortment of fantastic music, we're going to have some traditional Slovenian Christmas music for you. As well, we have a fantastic interview with one Taylor Tutskaluk. She came by and, you know, as a young member of our community and as one that has recently been elected to our executive board, I thought it was important to have her down and for her to share some of her ideas about where she sees the Slovenian community going in the next little while. And I'll tell you, she was great. She did a fantastic job. She's a very, very smart girl. And I'll tell you, if she is the one whose hands I must leave the community in going forward, I can sleep a little easier at night knowing that she can handle anything coming down the pipe. So she did a great job. And I think the interview is really, really nice. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Not too much news from right here in Winnipeg, but we do have some news about the podcast coming up towards the end of the show that I will fill you in on. And with all that said, then let's get started. That's how we start. So I'm sitting here in my basement right now with Taylor Tutskaluk. And so thanks for coming out and doing the show with us.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Now, I asked you to come out because you just recently were elected onto the executive. But I want to talk a little bit about your previous involvement in the Slovenian community sort of to date. What have you been a part of and what has that experience been like for you?
For sure. So going back, I guess my earliest involvement in the community has been through dancing in the Slovenia Pavilion in Folklorama. So I started dancing when I was about 5 years old, fell in love with it, and have been dancing ever since. So every single Folklorama since then, I've been a part of. So through Zvonček, Rožmarín, and Triglav, had tons of fun experiences through that, which just made me want to, you know, pursue my involvement further. So from doing dance trips to Calgary and Italy even, and just like celebrating the culture here in Winnipeg, just loved it. So,
and now I know you're a university student. Are you planning on sort of continuing with that, staying with the dance group, continuing on performing at Folklorama?
Yeah, for sure. I just really genuinely enjoy it so much. Such a fun escape, and it's so different to other clubs or groups because of that sense of cultural identity and the unique camaraderie you have with that specific group of people. So definitely, yeah.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I've been there, done all those things.
Nobody exactly really understands quite like people.
I get it 100%. So let's talk about what's happening right now. You recently were sort of elected to the board. We sort of reached out to you to ask if you would be on the executive. Do you want to talk a little bit about what role you took on and maybe why you decided to take that responsibility on?
For sure. So I guess I am doing a general board position right now, but I also agreed to take on some social media managerial roles. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be doing our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And I've had lots of help from Sabrina, who has been doing it up until now. So, yeah, I'm excited to kind of maybe change it up, try some new things to really try and get our name out there to other people in Winnipeg. So,
okay. So I know it's a big ask. It's a big responsibility. What made you want to say yes to, when you were asked to step onto the executive as a director and then taking on this social media responsibility?
I think I just didn't have a problem with it because I don't really see it as a big, huge commitment because I am, you know, happy to do it. It doesn't really feel like work to me. Mm-hmm. You know, like I love getting together with everyone in the community and talking about future plans, what's going on anyway. So I figured, you know, why not step up if people don't want to do it?
Sure.
Might as well, you know, mix it up. So
and you talked about you talked a little bit about things maybe that you wanted to do going forward. Any ideas in the works? I know it's really early days. I know you've like literally been, I think it was like last week, wasn't it? We
had yes, our meeting. Yeah.
Have you given any thought to like some of the plans that you might want to put in place maybe not right away, but down the road, a year from now or 6 months from now or whatever it is?
Well, no really specific plans, but definitely just changing up from our regular routine of the kinds of events that we would hold. Like, mm-hmm. I definitely have some ideas for just changing it up, you know, trying some new things with mm-hmm. the community, getting out there instead of just doing picnics or bingos, you know, maybe more wing nights or right. other kind of activities just right. to get the youth involved and just change it up.
How do you see that youth involvement changing in the next, like, 5 years? Because you're part of this generation now. I guess it could be said that sort of you and I are maybe almost in the same generation. How do you see the dynamic of that changing in the community? Like, how do you see the evolution of how the youth are getting involved in what's happening in the community?
It's kind of hard to say because I think a lot of people, specifically closer to my age, like 16 to 25, a lot of us are sticking around because of dance, mm-hmm. because we really like it. But with people even younger than me, the interest in dance specifically isn't as big, I find. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's really going to pull everyone in and how we're going to up the numbers of youth involvement. But I don't know, maybe if we mix it up and try some new things, mm-hmm. families will genuinely enjoy coming out.
Right.
More to events. So I think that's kind of the idea that we're going right. to try and grasp.
So for, like I was saying, for what it was worth, I think you're exactly right. I think doing things that are quintessentially Slovenian is the key. Offering people things that they can't get in other places.
Yeah.
You're not going to learn to dance Slovenian anywhere other than with us. You're not going to learn how to cook Slovenian. You're not going to learn how to speak Slovenian in other places other than where we're offering it here at our community.
Yeah.
When you talk to your peers, people in your age bracket, when it comes to any volunteering, what's the rumblings that you hear in terms of, like, yeah, you know, like coordinating the pavilion or doing smaller things like taking over a smaller thing or just volunteering for different events? What's the rumblings you hear when people are like, nah, I don't really want to do that? Do you get a sense of, like, why people are not wanting to do that? Because that's always been an issue for us.
Yeah. I think the biggest issue with volunteerism not thriving in our community is just the same people doing the same positions kind of year after year. But the more we mix up who does what, I think the more people enjoy it, you know, trying different things and not always having that obligation to do the same thing year after year. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's pretty blasphemous.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And you know, you have that big responsibility over your head, yeah. and you kind of feel like you can't escape because you owe it to the community. But
that's really interesting because I think there's this sense of, like, that people like that consistency. They like the same people in the same places doing the same kinds of jobs. And it's interesting to hear from somebody in the younger generation go, well, you know, maybe it's better if we rotate people through. You know, systematically rotate people through those positions and
yeah.
get everybody exposed to doing a little bit of everything.
I've always kind of thought that with the head of each department, say kitchen, pastry, you know, it wouldn't be such a big thing if everyone pitched in. Say we delegated each head position to two people, you know, that would significantly decrease the workload mm-hmm. and you always had those people changing up. You know, then everyone will have a better understanding of how the entire pavilion runs, and not just specifically for Folklorama, but for the board and other things as well, you know.
Do you get the sense that, okay, so as a young member of the community taking on this responsibility, do you feel like there's enough mentorship within the community that you feel comfortable taking on that role? Because I think that's a big thing, too. I think people yeah. are afraid to do something because they don't know how to do it. Have you felt that there's enough mentorship happening within the community to kind of take some of that away?
Definitely, yeah. I think everyone in the community, for the most part, is willing to help in whatever way when they're asked. There's never a time where I've had a question that someone wouldn't be obliged to answer. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone wants everyone to succeed, and they're always happy to see new people coming up and stepping up. Nothing makes them happier mm-hmm. than seeing new involvement. So
right,
yeah,
sometimes as long as they keep doing things the same old way, though.
Yeah, that's another thing. Nobody likes change, but
this is true. Yeah. That's awesome. It's really interesting for me as somebody who's been on the executive a couple of times and been involved in a couple of different capacities to hear, like, I've never had a problem volunteering for stuff. I've never had a problem, like, putting my name down to do stuff. But it's interesting for me to hear somebody of your group kind of go, yeah, like, maybe we should try some different stuff and maybe we should do some different ideas.
Well, yeah, I think the reason why a lot of time people don't want to volunteer also is because you just feel obliged. But at the end of the day, we all come out to, like, hang out with the people that we, you know, like to see in the community, and we genuinely enjoy whatever cultural event is going on, whether it's, I don't know, a pig roast, like, you kind of have fun doing that. You're never going to do that anywhere else, like we were saying earlier, or dance, you know. That's why we don't just go out to a random restaurant on Friday with that group, you know. We dance,
right?
So
so I want to get your opinion, and none of this is like, this can all be sort of off the record stuff. I want to get your opinion on a couple of sort of contentious topics that were discussed at the meeting last week.
Okay.
And you could be as political as you so choose with these answers. That's completely up to you. Picnic grounds. Thoughts on how that conversation went and where you think, like, because this is going to be your thing to inherit when you are on the executive, and when we're all done, that picnic grounds is going to be your thing to deal with. Thoughts on how the conversation went at the meeting, and maybe what our next steps in your opinion should be.
I understand that the picnic grounds are a very touchy subject. Many people have, you know, tons of ties to the space. But looking at the picnic grounds right now, just personally, the only reason I'm ever there is for a picnic, which in my opinion, I don't have any ties to that space. Mm-hmm. It could happen at Assiniboine Park. It could happen at the church. I don't mind. You know, what's in it for me is getting together with all the people, having a nice Slovenian lunch, which I would never make myself at home. So, yeah.
So you don't have that sort of emotional connection maybe to that,
no,
to that space in the same way that some of the other people do.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I'm with you. I'm like 10 years older than you, and I don't think I have that emotional connection.
I think, yeah, it's been a while. That connection is kind of dispersing. And in terms of the actual use of the picnic grounds, it would be great if we could benefit from it, but it just doesn't seem like we're going to be able to. You know, we've tried many different routes, and just doesn't seem like it's going to work out. So we'll see, but...
So yeah. I'm getting the impression that you're sort of in the probably should look at maybe selling it camp.
I'm kind of, you know, bystander. Like, it doesn't really matter to me,
okay.
But... Yeah, I would lean more towards that way for sure.
Sure. And it's fine to say, it's like, listen, I don't really have a super emotional investment in this. Mm-hmm. Whatever you guys decide to do is fine by me.
Like, the place where I would have the most emotional attachment with the community is probably the hall. You know, that's where all my memories growing up are from. Like,
right.
I didn't have that experience at the picnic grounds like other people did.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, let's talk about paying people. A very contentious subject at the picnic grounds,
yes.
Or at the meeting last week, I should say. And you don't, again, you can be as political about this as you like. You can be as non-committal as you like. Thoughts on the conversation, thoughts on the sort of result of the conversation.
I really like the idea of honoring people that step up and take leadership roles. I think it's a bit of an extra incentive, and it is a big job when you're coordinator or teaching, especially coordinating, like, that's a big one.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily agree with paying hourly, like making it more of like a paid position in that sense.
Sure.
I think that's very messy, and just dealing with outside applications, like, I just think we kind of lose that, I don't know, Slovenian cultural identity that we have had.
Yep.
And it's not to say that that's wrong, like, maybe that would be a direction that we would take it in the future, but right now, while we still have that heart of people that genuinely want to step up and do it, specifically in the dance teaching roles, you know, that's kind of where I stand. But in terms of honorariums, I don't really see a problem with just an extra little you know, here's a nice little $100 honorarium. Bonus. Thanks for stepping up. Like, I wouldn't have a problem accepting that, even if right. I turn it around and use it, I don't know, buy everyone around, or
right,
like,
right.
if I'm the dance teacher. Exactly. Yeah. Like, I don't really see the problem with just having it in place. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of an extra nice thing, in my opinion. But
I was surprised. No, that's not true. It is true.
It doesn't surprise me that people wouldn't want to accept.
No, that doesn't surprise me. I was a little surprised at the vigor in which they were sort of like, no, this isn't what we want to do. And I think from the outside, as a person who has not necessarily coordinated the pavilion, but worked at the pavilion for many years in lots of different capacities, and a person who's danced for many years but never taught, it just seemed like a no-brainer to me to be like, yeah, maybe we should, like you said, honor these people and their time, because I think you know, the volunteers are never going to ask to be paid. That's why they're awesome. That's why they're volunteers. That's why we keep them around. That's why they stick around. They're never going to ask to be paid. They do it because they love to do it. And so, like I said in the meeting, it's up to people like us and the board to be like, yeah, no, we know you're never going to ask to be paid. That's not the point. The point is we want to try and, you know, show you yeah. that we really care and appreciate what you're doing for us.
I think it can be undermining from someone who has put in already tons of years mm-hmm. in a leadership role to all of a sudden, I don't know, accept that honorarium mm-hmm. in some cases. But at the same time, like, personally, like I said, like, I just, you know, I see it as an extra little bonus. But I do kind of stand on the side where I see it as an ongoing, you know, they say opening the can of worms. Like,
sure.
I think each leadership role should be honored in some way, even if we cut down the honorariums to be a lot smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Each leadership role, like, each head at the pavilion, dance teacher, and coordinator, I think should get a very small honorarium, even
right.
if it's a $20 gift card. You know, right. if you're talking about honorariums, I think leadership roles need a little extra incentive sometimes.
Do you think that would, it would further incentivize people to...
I was going to say, not that a $20 gift card is going to make you, you know,
now I'm for sure going to sign up
for
that.
But it's just a nice extra thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And it certainly wouldn't hurt. I don't think it's, I completely agree. I think it definitely would incentivize people to get out, and it certainly wouldn't dissuade people from,
yeah.
from joining those positions.
And it is nice to turn our income back to the people that invest a lot of time,
mm-hmm.
right? Rather than have it just sit in the bank or use it in some other way.
Mm-hmm. So I want to put you on the spot just for a second. I want to talk about where you want to see the community go in the next little while. We talked a little bit about, like, you know, your involvement with the social media component and the executive, but just like more holistically for the entire community, what are some things that you would like to see the community develop or continue to develop or begin to develop over the next X number of years, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever it is? What do you want to see in our Slovenian community going forward?
Well, I personally, I just hate when we come out to events and there's just that kind of negative aura of, oh, nobody's here. You know, I remember when everyone was coming all the time and
mm-hmm.
the Slovenian events were thriving. Like, it's not like that anymore. Like, we kind of have to acknowledge that, you know, that's just not what it is anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we had certain events that did have a lot of interest, you know, there would be a lot of excitement and love for those specific events. So
mm-hmm.
say if everyone wanted to, you know, have something applicable that they could use, like we do the certain like cooking classes
mm-hmm.
and stuff, you know, people genuinely love to come out and do that because they can use it in their day-to-day life. Or for me, something that I think of is I would love to be able to speak fluently, so
right.
when I'm traveling, you know, I don't feel like I'm just completely lost. So
mm-hmm.
that would be something that I think a lot of people could come together and really love, rather than just have a picnic because we always have it and nobody really comes out,
right.
or, you know, something like that. So I don't know, it's difficult to say, but
I think perhaps the word is deliberate, that we should be deliberate in what we're doing.
Yes.
Not just doing it because we've always done it, mm-hmm. but maybe asking, like, why? Why are we doing this? To what point and purpose are we having these events? Are we doing these activities? And if we can't answer that question...
For example, bringing in bands from Slovenia and no one really coming up to the show, like... It's just such a wasted effort, you know? We might as well put that effort into something else that we know everyone is really going to love.
Or look into bands that people would really want to see. You know, it's like...
Or whatever the case might be.
Whatever the case might be, right? I love the idea of Slovenian music coming here. There's a whole bunch of bands that I would love to see if they did a North American tour, come to Winnipeg and meet us. But that's just for me. Like, I don't know if that draw is there for anybody else. But I think you're right. I think being very deliberate about what we're doing and always asking why are we doing this?
And I think just ongoing, you know, we're all in this to preserve the Slovenian heritage, right? So in whatever way we can, if Folklorama is the only thing that everyone really loves, then maybe that's the only thing that we really put a lot of effort in, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it'll just depend on what everyone genuinely wants to do.
Would you rather see, like, if we had, like, so say you have a calendar year. Start in November, end in end of October. In the middle there, you have Folklorama, or towards sort of the back third, you have Folklorama. Would you prefer to see, like, two big events every year?
Yeah.
Like, instead of doing a bunch of, like, little ones, do, like, a big one around, like, January, another big one in, like, March, April, May, and then, you know, because it used to be like we had like not a lot going on in the winter. We'd have like the sleigh ride sometimes. We'd do, you know, that was usually our big winter one as part of the dance group. And then the picnics in the summer, and that's gone down to like two picnics. But maybe we look into some other, like a couple of, maybe like start bring back the Masquerada, the big dance.
Yeah.
You know, like some big event that everybody can kind of group around.
I think at this point people are more interested in just coming out for the bigger events rather than the consistent attendance at all the little events, like that just doesn't seem to really be there anymore. So for example, the picnics, maybe let's just have one big picnic at Assiniboine Park every year. We know July long weekend or whatever we choose is going to be the Slovenian picnic, like let's block it off the calendar early rather than, you know, every long weekend. You know, people have other stuff going on. And if people just aren't going to come, you know, it's just not necessarily worth it. So
I would love to do a yearly picnic like that in the same vein as when we didn't do Folklorama. And we had the Slovenia Day at the picnic grounds. And we get the band play. We get the kids dancing.
Yeah.
It gives the dance groups an opportunity to practice in front of people, get some rehearsal time. And we do the pig, and it's like that's our one big sort of summer activity. Slovenia Day picnic.
Yeah.
You know.
Just having more fun. Like, I just hate the negative energy that seems to be the vibe at a lot of events because the numbers are small. So
we'll wrap up in a second of fun. I want you to define that for me.
Sure.
Fun. Like, when you talk about having fun in the community, what does that look like? Maybe, like, let's just go for you. Like, what does that look like for you?
For me personally, my number one thing that probably one of my most positive memories would be the wrap up of Folklorama when the whole community is together. Everyone's polkaing, happy, you know, all hanging out together. That's fun. So any kind of events where everybody gets together and there's no negativity of not having enough volunteers or... No one's here, this or that, you know?
So maybe we have to look into, like, doing more stuff.
I would like to see more socials.
Okay.
You know?
Stuff that maybe we don't have to, like, volunteer for. Like, if we got, like, catered by somebody, for example. Maybe it costs a little more, but...
Maybe, if the interest was there.
There's less onus on the executive or the community to volunteer. You just show up and have a good time and...
I don't think people... I don't know, like, people are willing to step up and cook. And I think a lot of the time, like, we're kind of getting back to this again and again. You come to these Slovenian events because they're Slovenian. You know, like, part of the reason I come to a picnic is because I know that people from our community have made the food. And I'm, oh, yeah, I really want to go get some of that food that is made. Not just, if it was a random pizza lunch, like, I wouldn't be as inclined to come. So I think that we kind of have to be careful when we get into things like hiring outside people.
Sure.
You know, but I don't know. Every now and then.
There's going to be a balance.
Exactly.
Right? I think that's why, partly why the wing night thing was so well attended the first time we did it.
Because it's easy.
It's easy. Yeah. You just show up and we're still there with...
Everyone's together.
Yeah. We had a few people from outside the community. Jamie and I brought some friends with
us.
And had some wings. And it wasn't like particularly like Slovenian per se, but it was a way for us to get together as a community and as a group.
Mm-hmm.
And low requirement from us. The requirement is just to show up. And so, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Sounds like we have a future president in the making. Sounds like you have lots of ideas and lots of plans.
Yeah.
So let's talk about music. Now, I texted you before you came over and I think I maybe threw you off guard a little bit. I said, think of a song that you wanted to hear. And you sort of texted me back.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really listen to a ton of specific Slovenian artists. Like, okay. I actually love to listen to Slovenian music when I study.
Okay.
Because I don't know the words,
right.
So I can't listen. You know, it's just kind of nice background.
Right.
So I'll just put Slovenian shuffle. So I don't really have any specific suggestions, but
okay.
Just the folk stuff
I
really love.
And you said you kind of like the ballady, sort of duetty.
Yes, those are my personal favorites.
Okay, yeah. I can definitely find something for you, and I'll throw it on the show
cool.
for you after the interview.
Sweet.
Well, thank you very much for coming out. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy study schedule to make some time for the show today.
Yeah, of course. No problem.
Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
Človek sak življenju, kdaj obstane. Išče pod soljo posipa rane. Lažje je, če kdo ob tebi je. Če nosi vsak trenutek občutek.
Mimo naju so otekle leta in spomine sva še zdaj ujeta. Ko bi le lahko vrnila čas in zbrisala besed.
Ja, tako pa je življenje mimo šlo.
In vse drugače
ja,
bi bilo.
Ja, tako pa sva živela kar tako.
Kot si ljudje, sva kar nekje, mimo grede. Svoj pravočna, drug drugega sva včas pustila. A če oba takrat bi videla, kaj čutiva. Bi si nekje mimo grede grela srce.
Ko življenje enkrat se obrne, gnev ponosa ti z veseljem vrne.
Ko spozna čako imaš nekoga, da te čuti, občuti.
Ja, tako pa je življenje mimo šlo.
In vse drugače
ja,
bi bilo.
Ja, tako pa sva živela kar tako.
Kot si ljudje, sva kar nekje, mimo grede. Svoj pravo čar, drug drugega sva včas pustila.
krat bi videla, kaj čutiva. Bi si nekje, mimo grede, grela srce. Bi si nekje, mimo grede, grela srce.
That was Nina Pushlar and Matyaj Robaus with Mimo Grede, and that song is for Taylor. She said she wanted something a little bit ballady, a little bit duetty, and a little bit traditional. I think that song kind of fits all of those requirements. So Taylor, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoy it while you're studying for your exams. Thanks once again for, I just want to thank Taylor once again for coming out. It was a great interview. It was really interesting to hear her talk about all the different things that are going on in her head when it comes to the community and some really interesting stuff. Not too much news in the community these days. We're kind of just gearing down for the end of the year. We just recently had our St. Nicholas lunch. It was very well attended. I was there for a little bit. Food smelled amazing. But you know, other than that, we're kind of just getting ready for the Christmas season, and we're going to play, like I said, some Slovenian Christmas music at the end of the show. But we're going to jump right back in, and we're going to play our next song. This song is a little more upbeat. This is a great tune. I love it. It's called Romeo and Julia by a band called the Mambo Kings. They've been around for quite a while. They are not a new Slovenian band, but they definitely have a very distinct sound. I know you're going to enjoy it. It's a great tune. So this is Mambo Kings with Romeo and Julia.
Medina si ko govoriš, medine ga dotika, usnice pa fine, slajše kot maline, deja vu. Na mojem srcu premija, na tebe narejena je, življenje loterija, s tabo se odvija, noro smej. Deva se dobit, kdaj, 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 za urco ali dve, saj, 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 saj. Jaz bom Romeo in ti boš Julija, saj zaljubljena. Deva se dobit, kdaj, 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 na plačo ali dve, saj, 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 saj. Jaz bom Romeo in ti boš Julija, moja vsa. Deva se dobit, kdaj, 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 za urco ali dve, saj, 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 saj. Jaz bom Romeo in ti boš Julija, saj zaljubljena. Dajmo se dobit, daj, 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 na plačo ali dve, saj, 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 saj. Jaz bom Romeo in ti boš Julija, moja vsa. Tvojim oknom čakam te in te čakal bom princesa. Si kot bomboniera, vsaka je izbira, prava vem. Na mojem srcu premija, na tebe narejena je. Življenje loterija, s tabo se odvija, noro smej. Deva se dobit, kdaj, 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 za urco ali dve, saj, 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 saj. Jaz bom Romeo in ti boš Julija, saj zaljubljena. Deva se dobit, kdaj, 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 na plačo ali dve, saj, 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 saj. Jaz bom Romeo in ti boš Julija, moja vsa. Deva se dobit, kdaj, 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 za urco ali dve, saj, 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 saj. Jaz bom Romeo in ti boš Julija, saj zaljubljena. Dajmo se dobit, daj, 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 na plačo ali dve, saj, 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 saj. Jaz bom Romeo in ti boš Julija, moja vsa.
ladies and gentlemen, that is going to wrap up our show for this month. I want to take this chance to thank our sponsors, the Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society. Without their support, this show would not happen. I also want to take this opportunity to thank you, our listeners. Without you, this show would not happen. So thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to the show. If you have anything that you want to hear on the show, any feedback, any criticism, things, songs, dedications, requests, anything of that nature, please shoot me an email at slowpegpodcast@gmail.com. That's SLOPEG podcast@gmail.com. And I will do my best to get it on the show. We have a little bit of news. We're going to be taking a little bit of a break. I've been doing the show every month for like 2.5 years, and I'm going to take a break in January because my wife and I are having a baby. So it's going to be a little busy around the old LeBar homestead, and I decided that might be good to take a little break for a month. But we're going to be back in February. We are going to just a sort of like 1 month hiatus. We'll be back sort of our regular schedule in like mid February. You can expect another show out, same stuff as it was before. And so we're not going to be missing too much. In the interim, we're going to finish up with some Christmas music. We're approaching the holiday season. I just want to take this chance to say happy holidays on behalf of the Slovenians in Winnipeg podcast, myself, the Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society. We want to wish all of our listeners a very, very, very Merry Christmas, happy holidays. We hope it is one that is memorable and joyous, and that you're safe and happy and everybody has a good time. So in that vein, we're going to play some Slovenian Christmas music for you to end the show. This is by a litany of people, Popelko, Kos, Kaida, Sauki Valovi, and the song is Priča Pastirča I Bethlehema. So once again, we want to wish you a happy holidays, stay safe, have a good time, and we'll see you when we get back in February.